wet afternoon here in Coney Cork in Ireland. The rain is splattering down on top of the car, running in little rivulets all over the windscreen. I keep turning on and off the wipers. I've just had the pleasure, of listening to a lovely, poignant audiobook by Turbo Stream. I mean, at the point in his audiobook where he described turning a pair of leak speakers, which resonate in my memory as having been a wonderful pair of speakers that I would have known of in my time, the time of my life during which I was big into hi-fi, big into reading about hi-fi, I should say, big into listening to other people's hi-fi, big into never having anything as big as I wanted myself. The story of how he turned these huge speakers left to him by his grandfather, how he turned them as if they were a cannon shooting back at noisy neighbors, and blew the speakers to smithereens. I mean, I'm nearly in tears in the car, just dwelling on the pain of that. And to go from that, as Turbo Stream describes infinitely better than I could ever summarize, to wearing earbuds, playing music through an iPhone or a smartphone. I mean, the poignancy of that journey, from generation through generation to another generation. You must listen to Turbo Stream if you listen to any audiobook in relation to this topic. The topic is, what's your preferred way of listening to music? Are you an earbuds person? Are you an ear headphones person? Are you a car radio person? Are you a hi-fi person? What are you? Well, I think, in fairness, I'd be presenting a false front if I said that I was anything other than a car stereo system person. CDR 2005, made by Siemens, VDD, I think, or VDO. Anyway, I can tell you something before you go rushing to look it up. It's not the latest kid on the block. It's not the most fancy system you could have. I began in life with a radiogram. My family had a huge radiogram in the sitting room of the house, and that's where I first really got into pop music and listening into that radiogram. I was a transistor radio boy as well. A tranny, I suppose you'd call it. Don't know if anyone can remember that phrase. Certainly McColgan can. But a tranny. And also then a small turntable, which were very avant-garde at the time when they first came out. They would have had a built-in speaker. After that, I got into having a separates. I have never been one to buy the turntable, the amplifier, Well, in fact, when I started, there was no such thing as a graphic equalizer. But you'd never buy the whole lot from the same manufacturer. No, you wouldn't. You'd read all the magazines, all the hi-fi journals. You'd be able to talk knowledgeably about what it said in the journals. And that even down to the point of, what cabling were you going to be using? Which would be the best cabling to use? So I was into, I subscribed to the point of view that said, Well, the number one thing that mattered was the source, so that meant that it had to be the turntable. And you built in, you built basically up from that. My ears were blown apart, you know, as a teenager, you know, when I went to a lot of things that were very noisy, and I can tell that now myself. I suppose that's what's damaged my hearing. I have some regrets in life, and one of them is that I haven't really ever had my own music room. Every now and again I'd meet somebody who had his or her own music room where they could sound insulated and you could turn the music up as loud as you liked. But to me that's the ultimate experience really, in terms of the, you know, music that is not alive, but music that's being played through a sound system. It's actually the, I suppose you'd call it the old-fashioned turntable. Okay, I'll compromise a CD player, but with, you know, an incredibly good amplifier and a stunning pair of speakers. And I never have had, you know, surround sound speakers, you know, four speakers or even five, I think some of the systems have. But to this day, if you said to me, Paul, you've always wanted a Lynn Sundeck, you still have vinyl records, you know, how much will you give me for my Lynn Sundeck, which is in perfect condition, has, you know, the right cartridge, the right arm? You see, it isn't just the turntable goes round. The arm is different from the turntable. The head is different from the thing and all that. Now, I'm probably, you know, likely to be showing that I'm real old tech, because those of you who are really real audiophiles are probably saying, look, he just hasn't kept up to date with the huge advances in sound. I mean, I probably still haven't heard a good enough sound system that will take music from CDs and bring them to life in the way I want them. I still probably haven't yet heard a system that would make me go, wow. Now, I lead a sheltered life here in Ireland. You know, I'm not in London, so I have I have all the excuses. But yeah, so I do listen to music through earbuds. I can't play music at home in the house loud at all. I listen to it through a laptop as well. I have also got a small sound system that has got speakers coming out from it, a small little dinky thing. I play through that sometimes, but I actually don't really enjoy playing music in the house at home, because I have to have everybody out of the house for it to be the way I want it. And even if I do get the house completely empty, I no longer have a sound system up to the task of giving me what I know is possible. So I come back to this. In my own recording studio. That's not terribly exciting or interesting orchestration. I have no idea who composed it, but it doesn't do anything for me. But unfortunately, the last CD that I put into the car player, which was, I nearly said a Bonfire of the Vanities, but it was a Twilight of the Renegades by, I think it's Renegades, by Jimmy Webb. which is the CD which begins with an amazing song about Van Gogh and Cézanne, a most wonderful piece of lyric writing that I can think of at the moment. But I'd love to have played a little bit of that in the background, or I'd have liked also to have put on a bit of Kate Bush, who I guess is by far the closest person to Joanna Newsom that I know. And since I said in a recent audio boo that nobody sings like Joanna Newsom, I had to kind of slightly bite my tongue when I played two tracks to myself of Kate Bush and said, well, actually, they're not a million miles apart. So, listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me that's the rain, folks. It really is it. I can turn down the... Oh dear, this rain is terrible. Terrible. I'm distracted. This is the end of the audio boo. Please switch off. The rest of it is me wittering my way as I feel concerned for the huge amount of water on the side of the road. The entire rest of this audio boo is going to be made up of the natural sounds of rain on the windscreen of a Opel Vectra car. This is especially heavy. You know, there's absolutely no way that I can actually play any music and enjoy it. So I suppose this is where the earbuds are the thing. I mean, I could listen to earbuds in this rain, but I wouldn't really be attending to the music. It's too bloody dangerous. Yeah, hang on, here we go. My goodness, there's a woman crossing the road in this. Now, this is not funny, this stuff. Okay. The last piece of music on the radio, Lyric FM. All the best from Paul O'Mahony in Cork. Bye for now.